This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me?
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Glad you're joining me on this Common Sense Weekend. Hope it's going well for you wherever you live throughout the country and people that listen to us over the Internet on the World Wide Web. Thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll have some fun on the website, see my weekly column. Not all that much fun this week, quite frankly. And we're a national show. We've got listeners in Fairbanks, Alaska, Banning, California, Atlantic City, New Jersey. But I just wanted to give you a little update about a huge national disaster that's happening right down here where I live, surrounding where we broadcast in this very studio. We've had a bad last month. You saw the police officer killings that happened just blocks away from where we were broadcasting. We were the first media outlet to announce it on the year when the three officers were killed, one more on life support here about a month ago, about 3 weeks ago. And then the rain started. And, you know, if you live in the Deep South, particularly in the New Orleans area along the Gulf Coast, going over to Mobile, Alabama, you listeners in Mississippi, Mobile, all the way to northern Florida on the Panhandle know that we get a lot of rain this time of year. And often it rains, has showers every day. We're going to get some afternoon showers today. But a confluence of a lot of crazy things created the perfect storm about 10 days ago. And low pressures coming off the Gulf, warm waters hitting certain highs. I'm not a weather person, but all the mathematics work perfectly. And hanging over the state of Louisiana was a constant flow of rain. It went on for 10 straight days, all day, all night, never broke. And weather people just say this hasn't happened before. Now, we're having a lot of odd weather problems with tornadoes, with hurricanes, with wildfires out on the West Coast going on right now. So this is a weather pattern that's hard to understand. I don't know if it's climate change that some of you listeners don't believe in. I don't know what is happening in the country, but this rain hit us and kept going, and it's still raining down here. In any event, you've got, and most people think, well, if it floods, I guess it's Old Man River. The Mississippi River overflows its banks. That's not what happens. You've got a very hilly country in Mississippi, South Mississippi, and the water flows down through tributaries, sometimes man-made canals, and they go into bigger tributaries and bigger canals to work their way down south into the Gulf of Mexico. But when the rains come down so high, the tributaries back up. There's not enough affluence, not enough openings for them to get through. And so you get this backed up water. And boy, it was hard to understand. We had interstates. If you live where I live in Baton Rouge, the interstates going every direction were closed. You couldn't go west because of overlap in the interstates in Lafayette, Louisiana, on over towards Texas. You couldn't go east because once you got out of Baton Rouge, the low spots in the interstate had completely submerged, and you couldn't go south to New Orleans. Interstates there were shut down. You could maybe work your way north on one or two small roads and get out that way, but that's the only way you can get out. That's really eerie when you're trapped, you're landlocked. That's what happened in Hurricane Katrina. There was no way to get in and no way to get out. Well, we had that perfect storm that hit again, and a lot of people, you know, what's happening now is you heard about it on the news for a few days, and then you move on. You know, it's the Olympics. NFL football is coming in, the presidential election, and I understand that. All to people living around the country, that certainly has a focus and certainly is important to them. We've all got to leave our own individual lives. We just can't sit here and pray for one part of the country, and I know that. I understand that. But the thing I want to emphasize to you is these things don't go away. Right now, as we speak, one-third of the public schools' children have been affected. Most schools are closed throughout all of the central part of the state. Who knows when they'll open? The 3 feet of water in private and public schools. And so what do? Do you makeshift school in churches? All that's being considered right now. The national disaster people, FEMA and others, say this is the worst natural disaster in the U.S. since Hurricane Sandy. You folks up in the East Coast know what happened with Sandy, where you were devastated in New Jersey. You were overrun in New York. And the cleanup is still going on. And it's still going on right now, even after Sandy, which is 2012. That's 4 years ago. They're still cleaning up down here after Hurricane Katrina. So these things have a life to them that where the rest of the nation moves on, all the cleaning up is going on. There is, a lot of folks are told to get flood insurance, and this is kind of a complicated problem. You don't have to worry about that if you're a listener in Colorado or even up in, if you're up in the Midwest, but the federal government has laid out flood zones down here. And if you live in a flood zone, a mortgage company will not loan you money unless you get flood insurance. There's a national flood insurance program underwritten by the federal government, and they're supposed to set the premiums to where it's kind of a washout. But because of a lot of recent flooding, Hurricane Sandy up in the East Coast took a massive toll on the flood insurance program. And now there's just not enough money, so Congress has to keep pouring in money, and that's a whole new controversy. People are saying, well, gosh, I'm in Iowa. Why is my taxes bailing out some folks down there in Louisiana? They ought to bail themselves out, or they ought to pay higher premiums for flood insurance, or maybe they just ought to move. And we hear that a lot down here. The only thing I would say in response to you folks around the rest of the country is that the same areas that flood also produce more natural gas, produce more gasoline for you for your cars, more oil, more seafood, more sulfur than any other place in America. So if you tell all those folks to move, then where are you going to get your oil and gas? Where are you going to get your seafood and your sulfur? And I can go right down the line. The largest concentration of chemical plants in America is up and down the Mississippi River. That supplies the tires for your car and the various chemicals that make up plastics and most of how we live today come out of that flow of activity. The massive paper mills down here that supply your newspapers that you read and supply so many of your wood products. So, you know, there's a balance out there, and we would argue down here that we're helping the rest of the country, and so in times like this they ought to help us. And that's a debate that's going on because, hey, folks in Oklahoma make the same response when it comes to tornadoes. They get a lot of tornado problems out there. I mentioned that on Southern California. As we speak, there are massive wildfires going on that are taking up people's homes, and I think in this instance it was supposed to be set by some individual that actually lit matches and started the wildfire, some guy that they caught out that way. But in any event, there should be a response to a natural disaster. Certainly should be a national response. Now, there's some ways to make it cheaper, more affordable, and let those who are in a more disaster-prone area pay a little bit more. I propose, a lot of you listeners don't know the fact that I was Louisiana's insurance commissioner for 12 years, worked with commissioners all over the country. Insurance is something that is not regulated by the federal government. Your banks are regulated by the federal government. Your stocks and bonds, most of financial services are regulated by the federal government. Insurance is not. Under federal law, it is to be regulated by the states. Well, in this day and time where everything crosses state lines, insurance commissioners get together and set rules that apply to everybody, and I've actively participated in that for 12 years. One of the proposals I was suggesting was a National Disaster Act, where all of the states get together and pay a little bit into a pot based on your exposure. We'd pay more into the pot in Louisiana because of all the disasters down here. You folks in Iowa wouldn't pay as much. But when there would be a disaster, wherever it would be, tornadoes, wildfires, flooding, hurricanes, we'd all have a pot to go to that would not cost taxpayers anything. I'll give you a little bit more information about that. Hey, we got a lively show today. today. We're going to talk about books, literature, the presidential race. Again, you'll see the whole schedule on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Good weekend. Hope you're enjoying it. We're recovering down here, but let's freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at home built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
just joining us, I'm giving our listeners a little update on the weather-related damage, massive damage down here. 100,000 people have lost, 100,000 homes have been virtually destroyed. Many will have to be torn down. And I know life goes on, and other people, you know, you got your problems, I got mine, right? And I understand that. I just want to put it in perspective because federal government's in trying to help and work this out with 100,000 automobiles completely useless now. And that's a problem if, by the way, if you go out and buy a car, you want to be sure you don't buy a flooded car. I don't care what they say. You cannot renovate a flooded car. It gets up there to the engine level. It gets into your electrical system, and there's just no way to solve or rather to salvage a car, no matter what they say. And, oh, this is a good deal for you, no matter how good it costs. The lubricants, the electronics, the mechanical system all get just completely destroyed by water. So stay away from a private car. You can, you know, there's some tips on how you can find out. You know, you can look at the screws. Go in and maybe you can't do this, but have a mechanic look at the seat mounting screws to see if there's evidence that they've been removed and replaced. And you can look at the headlights and taillights and see water lines. If you take them out, you can actually discover water lines. Somebody who knows what they're doing can search around the engine compartment and see some small water lines, hard to clean, quite frankly, that let you know there's been damage. And then any unpainted exposed screws under the dashboard, for example. So there's lots of ways someone can determine whether you've had a flooded car. If you are, stay away from it. There's no way you're going to bring something like that back. Let me just tell you this, too. You know, the flooding's not over. What's happened, all these tributaries in Louisiana are flooding south, going south, and there's a number of people that are bracing for flooding as we speak, even though it's not raining anymore. And by the way, I saw the National Service, Weather Service, you folk on the Gulf Coast are going to get another deluge today because we're looking for heavy rains later on this afternoon. Just can't get a break. And, you know, we're now I've explained these flood zones, by the way, earlier. If you live where there's a lot of water, and this happens in the Midwest up and around St. Louis, where I'm from originally, happens on the East Coast. If you're in an area of flooding, the federal government designates you a flood zone. And if you're in a flood zone, mortgage companies say you've got to buy flood insurance from the federal government. They have a program. They sell it to you. And if you don't have flood insurance, then they won't loan you the money. Well, the problem is these flood zones are now obsolete. 90% of these 100,000 homes have been destroyed are not in flood zones. They're outside the flood zone. So those engineers that looked over and made the assessments of these areas are okay just got it wrong. Now, you know, they weren't negligent. They weren't anticipating a flood like this. But that's all going to come into litigation. It'll take place about the role of the federal government and flood control, and this is going to go on for some time. And so if a lot of these folks said, well, gosh, I'm not in the flood zone. The federal government says I don't have anything to worry about. I'm not going to buy flood insurance. Well, if you don't have flood insurance, then if you are flooded out, then you're on your own, you see. You've got to suck it up and pay what you can, begging FEMA for a little bit of money to get you over the hump. Here's the test. And I followed this test a good bit during the time I served as Louisiana's insurance commissioner. If the damage comes from the sky down, through rain, wind, whatever, that is covered by your insurance policy. But it's from the ground up, then that's flooding, and the federal government doesn't cover, rather your insurance company does not cover that under rules in effect in every state in the country. Idea is that an insurance company really can't afford to cover you for a massive onslaught, say, from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast that would come on and do a huge flooding and bankrupt the company. So they put that exclusion in there. I don't like that exclusion. I think you should be given an option by the company to buy flood insurance through them. But that's not how it works. You have to go to the federal government for flood insurance. Well, 90% of the people down here didn't have flood insurance. So they have their home wiped out. And let me tell you what happens where you've got to, by the way, is a tip. I'm not a home improvement show. But when all that murky water gets in, especially when you've got high humidity like we have here and throughout the rest of the country right now, that water gets in and it creeps up. The molds grow, starts growing immediately and starts moving up your sheetrock. So what a lot of these people did smartly was they got in immediately back to their home and cut out the flooded area where the sheetrock was. They just cut it out so that the mold couldn't rise. It couldn't come on up the top and destroy all the internal parts of the house. And people that didn't do it or couldn't do it, maybe they just couldn't get back to their home. The water was still there. Of course, then the home has to be cut down, back down just to the basic studs, and you start all over again. And so if you don't have flood insurance, where do you get the money? Well, FEMA comes in and gives you a little bit. They say they'll pay you up to $33,000, but the average payout is more like $6,000 or $7,000. And so you're going to rebuild your home with $6,000? Now, after Hurricane Katrina and after Hurricane Sandy, quite frankly, a lot of low-interest loans were given. The federal government will give you a 2% loan, 3% loan. After Katrina, there was lawsuits galore that showed that the federal government was liable, the Corps of Engineers was liable, because the levees they designed were defective that caused the collapse that caused so much damage. And because of that, after several years of wrangling, the loans were forgiven. Now, that's what a lot of people down here are hoping for right now, that they can borrow the money, the loans will be forgiven. But that is not a given, quite frankly. You don't know that's going to happen. And as a consequence, you're rolling the dice. You're taking a chance that you will get the low-interest loan, but if you can't pay it back, you may get sued. So all these morass of problems are down here following the destruction of this 100,000 homes. And by the way, we've got a curfew. Did you know that? You've got to be off the streets by 10 o'clock at night and can't get out till 6 in the morning. And they're arresting people who violate the curfew. I'm not sure. You know, I've got a lady who's worked, taking care of me, kind of worked with my family for years and years. And she said, you know, Jim, nothing good happens after midnight. I don't mind that curfew. Nothing good happens after midnight. And she, I think she may be onto something there. You know, so the casinos stay open all night. You got down in my part of the world, the bars stay open all night. And so I'm not sure anything all that good happens after. So the curfew to me is not the bars are just screaming and hollering. The casinos are screaming and hollering. My gosh, you're cutting into our business. People aren't getting out and getting drunk and gambling. I'm not sure that's all that bad. I don't mind the curfew. I'm home at 12 o'clock at night. And I've talked to the sheriff who I happen to know down here who instituted that curfew. And he said, Jim, we're not somebody all going off to work in their car. As long as they're moving and on the streets and going to one location or the other, we're not going to stop them. But if we see a couple of dudes kind of cruising in a neighborhood where the electricity is out, and we still have a lot of electricity out down here, we're going to pull them over to see what the heck they're doing. Because looting is taking place, and we don't want that kind of thing to happen. So, anyway, I just share that with you to give you some of the problems, particularly without insurance, with the looting going on. Down here, you know, they've seen some alligators. I saw right by the LSU campus, really pretty campus, and alligators galore. So I'll tell you some more. We can come back and talk about Donald Trump after this message. Freshen up your coffee. We'll come back to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we got a presidential election, but we also have congressional elections. We're electing one-third of the U.S. Senate and every member of Congress that'll come up at the same time, coming up in November. And, you need to give some tests to see what your congressman, your senator is doing in your behalf to help you wherever you live, in this country. Now, first of all, isn't it nice that the members of Congress have taken a two-month-long vacation? I know this is summertime, and some of your kids aren't back in school. Some of you try to squeeze a few days, a weekend, before you get back to work and educating your kids. How about 2 months? Wouldn't you like to take a two-month vacation? That's what Congress is doing right there. They're on a two-month-long recess Actually, their work schedule this year has been 111 days is how many days they've worked out of 365. They've worked less, 30% of the time they actually meet and do anything and go to work. And there are a lot of problems out there. The Zika virus, this thing is spreading. You see all the cases now in Miami. You don't want to go to Miami Beach, and we've got listeners in South Florida, and I take my heart out for those folks, but I wouldn't go to Miami Beach with all the Zika out there in that that 1 mile area on South Beach where they've had a whole host of examples of cases there of the Zika virus, but you've got them in New York City. It's spreading throughout the country, and Congress takes a two-month vacation. We've got an opioid addiction problem where legal drugs prescribed by your doctors, and that should be fully investigated. How many pills do you need? If you've got a problem because of pain you've had, and I've had a hip replacement, I've had a knee replacement, and I find a lot of that stuff doesn't work on me. I was given a variety of opioids by the doctors. They said if you got pain, use this kind of stuff, and Oxycontin. And I wouldn't put that stuff in my stomach. I don't care what the deal was. I stay with Advils, what seems works pretty good for me. Even with the knee, I had full knee replacement, full hip replacement. I stayed off those opioids, and we see what happens. So many people get hooked. Congress needs to set the parameters or doctors over prescribing. There are issues that need to be discussed, and maybe you need to only take a 7 week vacation, not an 8 week vacation, right? You got this present Congress is going to remember this year for what they didn't do. They haven't addressed some major crisis. The Flint water crisis, what's happening up there where the water levels were allowed with federal approval to be put to the level they are right now? How about voting on immigration reform? Whatever your take is on immigration reform, I tend to be very conservative. I'm not sure we should build a wall, but we should put some very strict limitations, and you should play by the rules. We have legal ways to immigrate, and those rules are being violated. What's Congress doing about this immigration problem? The gun violence epidemic. I live down in a part of the country who's very pro-gun. I've always been very pro-gun all my life. But do you need to have an AK-57 that shoots like a machine gun or even more bullets to a machine gun when you want to go deer hunting? Or even for your own protection? The National Guard's not going to come to invade your home where you need, 1,000 bullets. So those issues need to be discussed. No discussion. No discussion of any long-term job bill. We got millions of people out of work. What do we do to modernize our crumbling roads and our schools and our bridges? What do we deal with issues along these lines? What about these companies that are dodging their fair share of taxes by renouncing U.S. citizenship? And I can go right down the line with you, and what does Congress do about it? They take a two-month vacation. They're gone for two full months. I've got a flag I fly on the front of my house right now, and it says simply, in the fall, fire them all. In the fall, fire them. Just clean house. I guess that's to some degree what Donald Trump's message is. Some politicians say it's all hunky-dory. You got a great congressman. And most people feel like their congressman is pretty good. You look at these national polls. The Zika virus has probably got a more favorable opinion than members of Congress do. Congress has a lousy level of support, something like 12%, 10%, saying your members of Congress doing a good job. Nothing is that low. Except for one example, that's my congressman. My congressman's fine, but all the rest of them are just doing a terrible job. We ought to get rid of them all. You see, that's the mindset that we have. And so, as a consequence, Congress takes a two-month vacation. It's a do-nothing Congress. A lot of people say, well, I've talked to my congressman. He said there's really nothing they can do because the whole agenda is controlled by the Speaker of the House. Of course you can do. You can protest. You can speak up. You can ask to remove the people in charge. Oh, I can't rock the boat. You see, here's what happens. These fellows and ladies run for the United States Congress for senator or for congressman. And you know what they say? Oh, send me to Washington to clean up that mess. It's nothing but a cesspool up there. Congress, Washington, D.C. is just a one big cesspool. So you elect them to go up and clean up this cesspool, and overnight, you know what happens? That cesspool becomes a hot tub. A hot tub of campaign contributions that roll in. I've got a member of Congress down here that got elected within 10 days of going to Washington after rallying against the vested interests and all the money being poured in, has his fundraiser for all the lobbyists within 10 days after he gets elected, within 10 days. So he obviously saw the hot tub very, very quickly in terms of his approach to what he's doing. So I know we're very focused on this presidential election as well. We should be, but I hope you'll take the time to zero in on your congressman, your senator, who's ever up for re-election. Are they responsive? Are they doing a good job? Are they in the district? Do you see them regularly? Do you see them? You know, so many members of Congress just kind of televise in a little report. They live in Washington. Their kids are in Washington schools. They own a home in Washington. They keep a small apartment. They just had a U.S. senator down here in Louisiana. She said, well, when she came home, she lived at her parents' house. Her parents lived here, and she just kept a little room in her parents' house, and that was her official residence. And she had a $3 million home up in Washington, D.C., and that's supposed to be looking out for us. I want to talk to my congressman. I want to see my senator. I want to have coffee occasionally with him. And we do have a few members of Congress who do come back every weekend. More and more members are not staying up in Washington full-time, but they're commuting back and forth, which is kind of how it was envisioned by the founders of our Constitution. You know, you'd come back to the district to hear what people felt and thought so you could reflect their views in Washington, D.C., not just say, I've got their proxies. They'll pretty much follow my lead. They don't have all the knowledge I have. I'm up here with all these lobbyists, all these special interests. I'm learning from all these things. And therefore, I've got a better opinion as to what voters want than maybe the voters do. Well, that's a bunch of bunk. That's hogwash. Members of Congress are reflective of the district and ought to be coming home on weekends, having coffee, going to Rotary clubs, riding. It used to be when I was in politics in Louisiana in the 90s, I never missed a parade. You get there about 45 minutes before the parade starts. You have a big festival, the Pecan Festival, the Orange Festival, or the Bluegrass Festival, wherever you happen to live in this country, the Salmon Festival. It's 24-hour day light festival up in Alaska right now. And you get there an hour early because all the other elected officials are in the parade, the mayors and the local councilmen and the justices of the peace. And you can kind of visit with them and get an idea of what's important on their district. And we just don't do that anymore. You go to a typical festival, now you're rarely seeing elected officials. So anyway, look over who you vote for, not only for president, but also for Congress coming up in this election, which is only, 79 days away till Election Day? 79 days away. And remember, unless you've really got a congressman you've got a lot of faith in the fall, fire them all. That's the Jim Brown motto. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
They're making the point that with machines being able to be broken into, is the election process that secure? Can someone who knows what they're doing break into these voting machines and they're not tamper-proof? Can they fix and rig the elections? I went to the University of North Carolina. The guy heading up the study there is Professor Zakika. He's a professor at the University of North Carolina, Information and Library Science. And what he says is, what we're worried about. The mere existence of the discussion shows that we should go back to a paper ballot system. And then we've got the head of Homeland Security in the United States, Jed Johnson, who says his department was concerned about infiltration of the nation's electoral systems, rigging voting machines. Matthew Green, professor of Johns Hopkins University, who specializes in cryptology and cybersecurity, said there's only one way to protect voting system from a nation-state-funded cyber attack: use paper. Well, I was the elections official in Louisiana when we had paper ballots. I was the Secretary of State back in the 1980s. And I can tell you, you have to call out the National Guard and watch those voting precincts if you want to fix elections. There's a, you know, paper ballots are a heck of a lot easier, in my opinion, than a basic electronic voting system. It doesn't have to be high-tech computer system, but you can sure dance those paper ballots. Remember what was it, Governor Earl Long down here that said, oh, Lord, after I die, please bury me in Louisiana so I can stay active in politics. And the idea is that the ballots could be rigged. With absentee ballots, particularly if you use paper ballots, I could tell you a lot of stories about things that took place in my experience with paper ballots. I'm not so sure that elections are at risk because of security. Now, it depends on the voting machines. See, we don't have a standard level for voting machines. Every state runs its own elections, can pick whatever voting machines they want. And sometimes this can cause some problems. But, you know, we bank online. We use our smartphones to communicate with friends and family. And I know there's been a lot of wide-range hacking, but there are several ways to do it. Do you have to let... In other words, you can have an electronic voting machine where you vote electronically. It goes right into commissioners who are right there at the point in time. Then they send a separate list of votes, and then they have a record. They have the electronic machine's record of how it vote. Then they have the commissioners who look at those results and write them down right there at the table after you vote in the machine. Then they may send those electronically to the elections official, the clerk of court, who is ever managing those votes. But you've got a backup at every step of the way, you see. If someone says, oh, that election was rigged, well, the clerk and the Secretary of State who's ever running the elections go back to the clerk and check those records, and the clerk can go back to the precinct, and the precinct can go back to the machine. There's a backup in the machine. There's about four checks and balances. I don't think that... And as someone who's run elections for 8 years, and I think we did a good job running effectively, and we looked at, and we came in, brought in an electronic system. But I don't think that the vulnerability is nearly as high as the New York Times and some of these professors are talking about. But that'll be an issue, and it's been raised by Trump and other people. This election is rigged, crooked elections, and so... you need some kind of a backup that can be protected from outside hackers. Down in my state, we have those. I don't know about other states, but if they don't have them in place, they certainly should. I just throw that out to you because that's in this week's New York Times. Did you see the Olympics? You've been watching the Olympics? I'm, you know, an old track man, and I watch the Olympics. I tape them. Gosh, I would tape everything about the Olympics and maybe six different shows to look at each day. Then I could go ahead and pull up the particular show to see what event was there. I liked the women's volleyball. I liked obviously the track and field was my favorite. You got to watch the gymnastics, super activities in the gymnastics. You know what amazes me? America, year in and year out, has the fastest men and women in the world. Outside of Usara Bolt, the Jamaican sprinter, he's the very best. Long and lanky, and he's got the physique, and a number of reasons why he's the best. American sprinters can be just as big. He doesn't take as many steps. He's got those long steps. He had no other focus in life. Out of a situation of poverty often comes some world-renowned athletes because they've got no diversions. You know, most of you out there, your kid and my kid are never going to be an NFL star or get an Olympic medal. Because you know why? Because we pay a lot of attention to them. We want them to be well-rounded. We let them experience different things. We give them music lessons. We teach them about computers. They play, I don't want my kid playing one sport. They got to play a variety of sports to make them well-rounded. And I agree with that. That's how all my kids were. None of them amounted to much in terms of an athlete. I remember, though, looking at the stories of Shaquille O'Neal, for example, would go out, and his dad was in the military, and they traveled a good bit, and often his dad wasn't home, and he was there by himself. And for hours upon hours upon hours, he was on the basketball court shooting. We had a great NBA guard named Chris Jackson, played it down here at LSU. Remember following the Chris Jackson story? He had no parental guidance, didn't have a father in the home, lived over in around Biloxi, Mississippi, I think. And all he had to do was every day until after dark, sometimes till midnight, there was an old beat-up basketball goal, had no net, at a park about a block from his house, and he had a ball. And so he wasn't diverted because he wasn't offered anything else to do, and he went down there and shot gold after gold, became a huge basketball star. And Bolt kind of grew up in the same situation. But the point I was making about the relay teams, we just don't seem to get it right. Did you see the women's relays where they dropped the baton? Now, I understand that I saw the film where I think the Chinese team nudged them from the side. But that's still, I didn't think that was enough of a nudge to have the runners drop the baton. Men, 400-meter relay team, world record holders, were kicked out of the last Olympics, I think, and maybe one of the World Games because they dropped the baton. And then in this Olympics, in the 400-meter relay, we were disqualified because we didn't get the steps just right. One of the runners left too soon. Now, these are the fastest athletes in the world. And I'll tell you what the problem is. They're prima donnas. They don't practice the handoffs. You see, it's no fun practicing the handoffs. The fun is getting out there and running and training. I'm an individual. They take this individual attitude, and they don't do it for the team. They do it for themselves. And, oh, they're on the team. And I have some personal experience with this. Remember Bullet Bob Hayes, who was the fastest man in the world, had the world record holder in the 100-yard dash back when they had dash versus meters. Olympic champion, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, all NFL pro athlete. I knew Hayes well. I had the great fortune of being on the American track team back in 1963. I was a hurdler. I ran the high hurdles and the intermediate hurdles. But at the time, with the touring team throughout Europe, they had three sprinters or three great runners. They needed a fourth for the relay. Well, since I was the hurdler, they picked me up to be the fourth person on the relay. And I had the great honor of handing the baton off to Bob Hayes, who at the time was the fastest man in the world. And Hayes was kind of a prima donna. He didn't want to practice, but I knew I was scared to death. Here I'm running with the fastest people in the world in some of the biggest venues in the world. And I said, well, look, we got to practice. We got to practice these handoffs. Hayes didn't want to practice, but he eventually would do it. He did. I don't want to put him down at all. He eventually would do it when I pushed him. And we would practice those handoffs time after time after time. He said, let's go. We want to go. No, let's do it a few more times. And we'd do it a few more times. And he'd bitch and moan, but we finally got our handoffs down good, as did Paul Warfield. Remember the great runner for Philadelphia, the great running back? He was on our team. He anchored the team. Ralph Boston was the world record holder in the broad jump. And all those fellows had their specialties, but they worked at the baton passing, and we never, ever had a problem, and he ran out. And I think that's the problem with the Americans. They're individual prima donnas, and they just don't practice handing off enough. There's no reason why a team as great as America should have that problem hang off. Hey, we can take a break for the news. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change, and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract info@napac.net.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.